Moving on now, the United States has scrambled warplanes to northeastern Syria amid an escalation of fighting between the Syrian army and Kurdish militants there. The aircraft were sent to the city of Hasaka after Syrian jets pounded the Kurdish militants' positions. The army says the militants are affiliated with the U.S.-backed People's Protection Units, or the YPG, which are locally known as the Asayish. Syrian officials blame Kurdish forces for the ongoing conflict, saying they're trying to fully control the city.
Despite all attempts to end the situation and reestablishing calmness and stability in the city, the Asayish did not respond and continued to commit their crimes, aiming to take control of Hasaka city, which led to a proportionate response from the Syrian Arab army by targeting the sources of gunfire and the armed groups responsible for these criminal acts.
Well, both sides have been exchanging fire since Wednesday. The confrontation has left dozens of people dead, including civilians. Rights groups say the clashes have forced thousands of residents to flee the Flashpoint city. They've warned of a humanitarian situation in Hasaka, where food supplies are running short. The political commentator Barry Grossman says the American operations in Syria are fueling the current violence in the war-torn country.
The U.S. is there with boots on the ground. It has a black operation. It's doing so covertly. It has boots on the ground. It's actively involved in hostilities and supporting an organization that is designated by every nation in the region with the direct interest to be a terrorist organization. And this ought to raise eyebrows, the eyebrows of those people who take an interest in these matters. The term terrorist or terrorism has certainly in the last decade or two been completely denuded of any meaning. It once was a term of legal art, if you like. That is, there was some consensus of opinion about what the concept of terrorism meant. There no longer is. So when the U.S. talks about fighting terrorism, what it's really talking about is opposing anyone, fighting anyone by any means available, who stands against the international system, which is dominated by the U.S.